Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. From the dozens of series on our podcast, to the Qalam app, all the classes that Qalam does online, all the lectures, live events, and different programs that Qalam conducts for the benefit of the community, completely free of charge. Please go to supportqalam.com and support our efforts so that we can continue doing this work, we can increase our efforts, and you can secure your sadaqah jariyah and have a share in all the reward and good that is going on. Once again, please go to supportqalam.com, donate and contribute generously. The following session is from the Qalam Qiyam in Ramadan 2020, where all of our instructors came together to deliver a night of inspirational talks and lectures on the 27th night of Ramadan. I hope and pray that you find the following lecture beneficial. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Inshallah, we've now concluded the main part, or the part of the program that was the reminders that were kind of meant to lead up to this moment, that were meant to lead up to a moment where we can hopefully put into practice what we've been listening to, all that motivation, anything that you're feeling, anything that you experience throughout these reminders. Then now is the moment, inshallah, where we will try to make dua together. And I'd like to invite Ustaz Abdurrahman Murphy, inshallah. He is kind of, he's been tasked with a huge responsibility of closing the program. He's our closer tonight. And he's going to present some concluding remarks and a dua for us, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah. Bismillah walhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Every time the month every single time the month of Ramadan comes, we all have so many goals and we hope to accomplish so much. And I remember back in March when things were looking very interesting from a public health perspective. I remember Sheikh Abdel Nasser and I were talking about what Ramadan would be like. And we didn't even want to utter the words. We didn't even want to like say it. That what could this month be like without the house of Allah and praying Tarawih together and breaking fast with our community, our friends and families. We didn't even want to deal with it. We were already thinking about the Jum'ahs that we had missed. Wondering, did we do something to deserve this? Did we neglect our relationship with Allah to the point where we had to have things temporarily taken away to appreciate what he gave us? And as the weeks went on and the month came nearer, we all were so concerned and everybody was so confused, and there was chaos internally, and nobody knew what Ramadan was going to be like. But there was a moment, and it could have been the first night of Quran, of Tarawih. It could have been the first night of Ramadan, where everybody decided that they were going to make the best of what Allah had given them. And every year, subhanAllah, when this month comes and goes, I'm always brought to remember the passing of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how difficult it must have been for those out there. Not only were they losing a close friend, a mentor, a big brother, a neighbor, an imam, a teacher, they were losing their inspiration. They were losing the ability to talk to somebody that would guide them, that would remind them, that would put his arm around them, that would stop in the street when they had questions and talk to them. And they were losing that person who would let them know that it was going to be okay. And I feel like I was just speaking to some friends earlier today while socially distanced. I was just speaking to them and I said, I feel like Allah Ta'ala gave us Ramadan during this uncertain time. And it was like the greatest gift, because even if we did miss the Taraweeh and Jama'ah, even if we did miss the iftars, and even if we did miss the community, which we did, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us one discovery this month. One thing that we found out about our faith. And now that this month is leaving, I have these thoughts, and I can't help but think they must have been the same thoughts of the Sahaba when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, and when they heard the news, and when they knew that they weren't going to see him anymore. They must have thought things like, can I do this? How am I going to keep going? And Ramadan just gives us so much power. It gives us so much confidence. It transforms us. It makes us able to do things for Allah that the rest of the year we think like, there's no way. I'm not that person. And Ramadan comes like the generous guest. And Ramadan gives us so many gifts, and it shows us you are that person. You are the person that can pray. You are the person that can fast. You can hold yourself back. You have taqwa. You thought you didn't, but you have it. And so now we're ending our month, two to three nights left. And we're wondering, am I going to be able to carry on? And I want to share with you guys, everybody and myself, before we make dua, the words of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, who was the closest friend of the Prophet, his closest friend. I want you to imagine when he walked in and he saw the Prophet's body laying on the ground in his house after his soul had left his body. He went and kissed his forehead. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, you are beautiful in death, just like you were beautiful in life. And he said, Bi abi wa ummi, Ya Rasulullah. I would sacrifice my parents to have you back. This was Abu Bakr, the emotion he was feeling. And then he goes out to the masjid, and he stands on the minbar of that same teacher, that same friend that he had just shed tears over, that he had just gently kissed the forehead of. And he makes an announcement to a community that is confused, that doesn't know how they're going to carry on. And he says, everybody sit and listen. He says, whoever worship Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, know that Muhammad has passed and he is gone. But whoever worships Allah, know that Allah is ever living and he never dies. And I hear these words and I think to myself, whoever worships Ramadan, it's coming to an end. But whoever worships Allah, Allah does not end. And so in these moments, I hope inshallah that we can join together and make a short dua where we can ask Allah Ta'ala for some things. And by no means is this meant to be the dua for everybody tonight, but it's a dua that I prepared. This is a dua that I would do personally. And so it's a little bit vulnerable. I'm sharing with you, but I hope and pray inshallah that we can open up even after the dua has ended on the broadcast, that you can sit where you are and you can continue and keep going. and talk about things that are important to you. As Ibn Atta'illah, he says the key to dua is being vulnerable and being weak with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. O Allah, you are the one who eyes have never laid on. No one's mind could ever imagine you, Ya Allah. No one can describe you with perfection. Nothing changes you, Allah. And you have no fear of any change, Ya Allah. Allah, you know the weight of every single mountain. And you know the volume of every single ocean. You know the count of all of the raindrops on the earth and the leaves of every single tree, Ya Allah. You know, O Allah, the amount and the exact detail of everything that is hidden under the nightfall. And you know the amount of things, Ya Allah, that the rays of the sun fall upon. O Allah, nothing's concealed from you. The heavens or the earth cannot hide anything from you, Ya Allah. Nor the seas, nor the deep corners of the earth, nor the mountains or their paths. How perfect are you, O Allah? But Allah, we fail to recognize it. How generous are you, Ya Allah? And how much do we take you for granted? How loving you are, O Allah. But we still seek love in other places. O Allah, how perfect is all of your creation, O Allah, but you did not create it for no reason. O Allah, you are sufficient for us, O Allah. O Allah, you are enough for us, O Allah. O Allah, we rely upon you alone and we turn to you alone. Allah, we thank you. We thank you for faith and for guidance, O Allah. That if we didn't have this faith, O Allah, what would we be? Allah, you tell us, before you mention the creation of us, O Allah, you tell us that you taught us the Qur'an. Allah, without the knowledge of Islam, Allah, what would we be? We would be like mindless beasts roaming the earth without any purpose and any drive. O Allah, thank you for faith and guidance. O Allah, thank you for our lives and for our health and for the experiences that you give us. O Allah, thank you for granting us happiness. Thank you for giving us moments of pleasure. Thank you for giving us moments of positivity, even though we may overlook them. Thank you for giving us family and friends and community, O Allah. O Allah, thank you for opening up your stores of provision and rizq for us, O Allah. Allah, thank you for giving us so many things, Allah, things that we don't even know, things that we don't even ask for, O Allah. You grant us gifts after gifts after gifts, O Allah, and we fail to thank you for those gifts. We forget. We become distracted. We look at the gifts you have given us, and we have the audacity to point out something that we don't like, something that we would prefer not, something that we want to change, O Allah. And we fail to thank you first before saying anything or thinking anything, O Allah. We fail to have that gratitude. O Allah, thank you and forgive us. Forgive us for having that contentiousness within our soul, Ya Allah. O Allah, we take every blessing that we have for granted, Ya Allah. Thank you for every blessing, O Allah. Those things that we know and those things that we don't know. Oh Allah, we have learned, we have seen, we have experienced now. We have experienced through this test that has befallen on the earth, that has impacted our species, oh Allah. We see now the blessings that we have taken for granted, oh Allah. And we realize, Ya Allah, that there are so many blessings that we take for granted, oh Allah, that we don't thank you for. Oh Allah, please, in our blindness, in our inability, in our spiritual blindness, oh Allah, that we are unable to see and to experience and to realize all those blessings. Oh Allah, please take this humble appreciation for all the blessings that we know and those that we don't know. Oh Allah, we ask you, oh Allah, please shower your blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummah. Please shower your blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah. Please, oh Allah, shower your blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah. Oh Allah, he stood in the night for us and he cried for us. Oh Allah, he said he missed us. Oh Allah, he was concerned about us. Oh Allah, he would shed tears until his beard was wet, Ya Allah. And we go days, Ya Allah, without mentioning his name, without sending peace and blessings upon him, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, please, shower your blessings and your peace upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and shower those same blessings upon all of his ummah, those ummah that he cried for, Ya Allah, the ummah that he loved, the ummah that he was sacrificed for, the ummah that he is waiting for. On the day of judgment, when everyone is running away from each other, Ya Allah, he will be the one that will call us to him. Oh Allah, please bless us. Oh Allah, adversity has hit us in life. Oh Allah, adversity has touched us in this life, Ya Allah. We are impacted physically, financially. We are impacted by health, by family, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, spiritually. Oh Allah, there's so many different ways in which we are impacted, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, you are the most merciful. Please shower us with your mercy, Ya Allah, and save us from the adversity that is haunting us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, please do not place us in the company of those people who are unjust. Oh Allah, please do not place over us those people who are unjust, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, please do not place in charge of the world those people who are unjust. Oh Allah, their injustice is spreading corruption, Ya Allah, and it's taking children away from their mothers. Oh Allah, there are children locked in cages, Ya Rab. There are children who don't know who their parents are anymore, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the amount of hearts all across the world that are hurting, Ya Allah, because of the injustice of people. Oh Allah, please do not make us held hostage by people who have illness in their heart. Oh Allah, do not place us in the company of those people who are unjust. Do not let us fall victim to their oppression. Oh Allah, accept our prayers even though they're rushed. Oh Allah, accept our prayers even though we don't focus. Oh Allah, accept our charity even though we can give more. Accept our sadaqah even though we can give more, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us from showing off our deeds, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us sincerity in our deeds, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept our Quran, even though we could have spent more time with it. Oh Allah, accept our Quranic reading, even though we stray away from it. Oh Allah, accept our deeds, even though we can do better. Oh Allah, grant us patience and allow us to die in submission to you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Oh Allah, grant us the gift of being close to you in all times, in good and in difficulty, in prosperity and in adversity. Oh Allah, grant us the faith that trusts in you, that allows us to be near you at all times. Oh Allah, we seek your protection from the suggestions of our soul and shaitan. Oh Allah, we seek refuge from with you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us from the suggestions that our soul gives us, Ya Allah. Give us the courage and the strength to battle ourselves and to be victorious in the battles that we have, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, for those that want offspring, Ya Allah, grant us offspring that are righteous, Ya Allah. For those that want a spouse, Oh Allah, grant them a spouse, Ya Allah. Grant them companionship that will give them happiness and tranquility, Ya Allah. For those that are in marriages, Oh Allah, put barakah in their relationships, Ya Allah. For those that want children, Ya Allah, please grant them children, Ya Allah. For those who want families, Oh Allah, grant them families, Ya Allah. Grant them families that will love you and your messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant us families that are healthy in faith and in body, Ya Allah, that are beautiful and forbearing, O Allah. Grant us, for those who want, Ya Allah, grant them children. For those who are expecting, grant them a healthy pregnancy and delivery, Ya Allah. For those whose children are here, O Allah, grant them blessings in their home and make their children a means of barakah in their lives, O Allah. O Allah, bless our parents. Allah, bless our parents. Forgive them. Bless our parents for their sacrifices, Ya Allah. Forgive them for any shortcomings, Ya Allah. Allow us to be dutiful children, Ya Allah. Oh Allah. Allow our parents to be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Allah, please bless us in our provision, Oh Allah. Put barakah in our sustenance. Grant us contentedness. Make us content, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us people who are happy with what you have given us. Oh Allah, protect our eyes from always wanting more. Protect our hearts from always seeking more. Oh Allah, grant our hearts contentment with you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, there is so much pain and there is so much suffering in the world. And it is at the result of our misgivings, oh Allah. We have messed up. We have chosen ourselves over each other. And we sit and eat while we see images of those who starve. We drive in warm cars while we see people shivering. We sleep in our beds while people sleep on the streets or benches, Ya Allah. And we still find reasons to complain. Allah, please uplift us. Uplift the suffering from humanity, O Allah. And grant us the awareness to not complain about the things that people pray for, Ya Allah. O Allah, please repair the relationships of all those who are broken tonight, Ya Rabbil Alameen. There are many spouses who are sitting at opposite ends of the house, Ya Allah. There are many parents who are sitting away from their children. Many siblings haven't talked to each other for weeks. There are friends who have harbored hatred in their hearts for each other, Ya Allah. O Allah, on this night of mercy, O Allah, please bless your mercy on us so that we can be merciful with each other. Ya Allah, all over the world, in Syria, Ya Allah, in Yemen, in Palestine, O Allah, in Kashmir, Ya Allah, in Somalia, Ya Rabbil Alameen, in Afghanistan, O Allah, the Uyghur brothers and sisters in China, Ya Rabbil Alameen, O Allah, the Burmese, Ya Rabbil Alameen, in Myanmar, in Bangladesh, O Allah, everywhere there's so much pain across the world, Ya Allah, and the only solution is through you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, if you glance at us with your mercy, Allah, all of these transgressions will be solved. O Ya Rabb, we're asking you please to glance at us with your mercy, O Allah. O Allah, shaitan skipped one sajda, Ya Rabb. You commanded him once to make sajda and he skipped it and he fell to the lowest of the low. O Allah, how many prostrations have we missed? How many sajdas have we skipped? If shaitan became the lowest of the low because he missed one, what does that do to us? But Allah, you are the most merciful, so please forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if you took us to task for every slip and every mistake and every time that we fell away, we would never have a chance, oh Allah. Oh Allah, please do not let our hearts stray. Please do not let our hearts be misguided. Do not let our hearts deviate from you, Allah, after you have granted us this gift of guidance. Do not let us lose our course to you, O Allah. Do not let us get lost off of the straight path. Who knows if we will ever make it back, Ya Allah. So please keep us and our families on the straight path, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we believe in you and we love you, Ya Allah. We accept you. We try our best, we make mistakes, but we accept you. So please forgive us and save us from the fire. Oh Allah, there is nothing worthy of worship except for you. We don't devote ourselves to anything else. In our heart of hearts, Ya Allah, you are the only one that we devote ourselves to. Ya Rabbil Alameen, I know and we know and everybody here knows that we've been wrong. But oh Allah, these wrongs, you know how they've distressed us. You know how they've hurt our hearts. You know that we have broken our hearts by doing wrong things. There are some things that you ask us to do that we cannot do. We are not able to do yet, Ya Allah. And there are some things that you have told us not to do, Ya Allah, that we simply struggle to stop doing, Ya Allah. But, O Allah, you are so merciful and kind. You tell us, O Allah, that if we sin over and over again, and even if we fill the entire earth and the heavens and the sky with our sins, but then we come to you and we seek your forgiveness, Ya Allah, that you would forgive us. So, Allah, we're sitting here tonight with our hands open and our eyes moist with tears, Ya Allah, and our hearts open to you, Ya Allah, and we are asking you, O Allah, forgive all the sins that we have filled up the earth with. Forgive all the sins that we have filled up our lives with, O Allah. Forgive all of our sins, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Just like you promised us, O Allah, please forgive our sins. Please forgive us and grant us the strength to come closer to you, Ya Allah. O Allah, we have sinned against ourselves. And if you don't forgive us, Ya Allah, and have mercy on us, then we are lost and we are doomed. O Allah, you are the one that pardons. And you love to pardon us, O Allah. You love pardoning us, O Allah. So please pardon us, Ya Allah. Allah, you are the one who pardons. We're not asking anybody else for this, Ya Allah. You are the one who loves to pardon, so please pardon us. Oh Allah, we struggle every single day. We take steps forward and steps back. There are things that we struggle with every day that we hold in the deepest, darkest chambers of our heart, Ya Allah. These are things that we know and we are ashamed of, Ya Allah. But, oh Allah, your mercy is greater than all of that. Allah, your mercy is greater than all of our shortcomings. Your generosity is always greater than our deficiencies, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we believe in you, so please forgive us. Allah, we don't have much in terms of deeds. Oh Allah, we don't have much in terms of actions. Oh Allah, we don't have much. Our resumes are light. Our portfolios are weak. Oh Allah, all of our records are very, very light in our good deeds. Oh Allah, we know that we could do more, but Allah, we love you and we love your messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your beloved, your Habib, he said that a person will be with who they love. Oh Allah, we love you and we love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, grant us the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Allow us to be taken by the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the day of judgment when people will be running away from each other. Allow us to be taken calmly by his hand, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allow us to be entered into paradise in the highest level with all of our family and friends, Ya Allah, to be neighbors and in companionship with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, we ask you, Oh Allah, to accept this Ramadan from us. We ask you, O Allah, to grant us something from this Ramadan that we did not realize that we would have. O Allah, there are many of us that struggled this month. There are many of us that yearned for your house this month. O Allah, please, please provide a solution for this struggle that we have, Ya Allah. Please provide a solution for this pandemic, Ya Allah. Please open your doors of your house back to us, Ya Allah. Open the community back to us, Ya Allah. Allow us to be able to live on this blessed earth that you have given us, Ya Allah, without fear, but with strength and courage, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, we have heeded the lesson. We have heeded the warning. Oh Allah, we are asking you on this night, on this odd night in the last 10 nights of this most blessed month, Ya Rabbil Alameen. On this blessed night of the blessed 10 nights of this blessed month, Ya Allah, we are asking you to restore confidence and courage and safety back into the hearts of humanity, back into the hearts of the elderly, the young, the men, the women, everybody, the Muslims, those who are not Muslim, everybody, Ya Allah, we are asking you, O Allah, please grant safety and security back into our hearts, Ya Allah. O Allah, we see what the world is like without realizing and focusing on you, Ya Allah. We realize now what the world is like. We have seen a glimpse, Ya Allah. Even 2-3 months, Ya Allah, is nothing compared to the lifetime of heedlessness, Ya Allah, that we've been living. O Allah, please, Ya Rabb, please grant us solution and protection from the trials and difficulties and afflictions that have been, that have appeared, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, we ask you, Oh Allah, to accept this month from us. All of the fasting, Ya Allah, all of the prayers, all of the Quran. Oh Allah, make this Ramadan a special Ramadan for us, Ya Allah. On the day of judgment, Oh Allah, if there is any deed that we did this month, any singular deed, Oh Allah, with sincerity, Allah, if there's anything that we did, Ya Allah, we may have not done as much as previous years. We may have not prayed as much or fasted as well or read as much Quran or donated as much charity, O Allah. But Allah, if we had one moment of ikhlas, if we had one moment of sincerity, Ya Allah, we are asking you, O Allah, to accept that moment and make it the heaviest moment on our scales. That out of everything in our life that we have done wrong, Ya Allah, you can accept that one moment and enter us into Jannah as a result of that moment. Oh Allah, it may have been tough. It may have not been the most motivated. It may have been difficult for us to pull ourselves out of bed and stand by ourselves and recite whatever chapters from the Quran that we knew, Ya Allah, but we did it for your sake. We did it with no one around us. We did it in the middle of the night when our spouses and our children and our siblings and our parents and our friends and everybody was sleeping. We did it in our apartments by ourselves. We did it in our homes in the darkness, Ya Allah. Who else are we worshiping for besides you, Ya Allah? Oh Allah, we're only worshiping you for you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, please send your peace and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, please send your peace and blessings on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, every single individual who is raising their hands in dua tonight, Ya Rabb, allow us to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment with a smile on his face, that he recognizes us, that he says to us by our names, that he says, welcome, welcome Abdurrahman, welcome Ahmed, welcome Fatima, welcome Sana, welcome Tahseen, welcome Mahreen, welcome Adam, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy to meet you. I've heard so much about you. I want to spend time with you and I want to talk to you. Oh Allah, allow us to be the neighbors and the friends of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to be those people that in Jannah, we will be given more than we can ever imagine. Oh Allah, you say that you will ask us in paradise what we want. And we will say, Oh Allah, you've given us everything. And at that moment, you will allow us, Ya Allah, the honor and the privilege of witnessing you. And as we are told in the hadith, Ya Allah, at that moment, our hearts will cease to want anything ever again. Our hearts will never want a single thing ever again. Oh Allah, we live this life seeking things that we think will replace that moment. But Allah, nothing will replace that moment. Oh Allah, give us the focus and give us the courage and the concentration and the discipline to realize that nothing in this life will replace being with you and being with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise. Oh Allah, we ask you to make the ending of our lives the best part of our lives. Oh Allah, we ask you to make our good deeds, our last deeds, the best of our deeds. And oh Allah, we ask you to make the best days of our lives the day in which we return back and meet you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, many of us have secrets and sins and struggles and vulnerabilities that are deep within our chest and hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you know. I don't know, Ya Allah. Everybody who is listening, everybody who is praying, Ya Allah, they each have something that even their friends and family don't know, Ya Allah. But you know, you are the one who is most subtly aware of everybody. Oh Allah, you can forgive everybody. And as you say, wala ubali, you would not mind. You wouldn't. It wouldn't matter. You wouldn't care. It would not decrease from you in the least bit, oh Allah, but it would mean the world to us. Oh Allah, we are weak and we need your mercy. Oh Allah, we are weak and we need your strength. Oh Allah, we are weak and we need your generosity. Ya Rabbil Alameen, please accept this dua from us. Oh Allah, allow us to have found or find the night of Qadr. Oh Allah, allow us to have found or find the night of Qadr and accept all of our worship on that night as greater than more than 1,000 months, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, accept this dua from us. Oh Allah, allow this moment to be a moment of change, Ya Allah. Allow this moment to be a moment of transformation and give us the ability to never waver in our journey back to you. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahumma ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Allahumma ameen.
Assalamu alaikum, barakallahu feekum, Ustaz Murphy, for the beautiful dua. I'd like to just conclude by sharing a few reminders. First of those is that remember that the night is not over, and the objective of what we just did together, the reminders and the dua that we were able to experience together, despite the circumstance that we're in, the night is still, there's still many hours left, and there's still many days left in the month of Ramadan. And if you're like me and you're one of those people that at this moment you're feeling like you didn't do enough, or maybe you're feeling regret, remember that that is from shaitan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gives us hope when he says, innamal a'malu bil khawatim aw bi khawatimha, that actions are judged, actions are decided based on their ending. So if you finish strong, even though the beginning might have been rough or you stumbled along the way, remember that if you finish strong and you're able to, you know, find the strength and the motivation and allow that regret to push you to keep worshiping, to take advantage of every moment, then inshallah, that whole action, the entire month, will be defined by what you did at the end, will be defined by that strong effort that you put in at the end. And inshallah, we will all then experience the blessings in the hereafter. And if you're kind of left wondering, when you're alone, what do you make dua for? Because we've been saying, allow this experience to move you and allow it to push you towards action, to make dua, to worship, to pray to Hajj, pray Tarawih, to read Quran. But what do you make dua for? And one of the reminders that our teachers used to give us is that don't put a limit on it. Make dua for anything that you need. And we saw examples of that in the beautiful dua Ustaz Murphy just completed. Make dua for everything that you need. Don't put any limitations on it. Think of every aspect of your life. Think of your work. Think of your family. Think of your relationships. Think of anything that your heart desires, anything that your heart worries about. And pour it out to Allah and express it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're still struggling, then think about other people. If you're struggling to make dua for yourself, then make dua for other people that are around you. Make dua for anyone that has benefited you in your life. make dua for relationships in your life that are weak. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens those. And if you're still struggling, then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open your heart. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to soften your heart. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow you to find more moments of motivation and allow you to benefit from experiences that pull you back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. And inshallah, we will continue with our regular programming for the last few nights. We do have the Ramadan recitation and reflection. We've completed the 27th juz tonight. We have 3 more juz, inshallah. And please join us, and please join us for Al-Khatm al-Quran. Again, jazakallah khair for joining us. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this gathering from us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to finish strong. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.